You're listening to the Nowhere in Mulberry Lost Cast. Everybody, it's me, the J-Strom. Welcome to the special Nowhere in Mulberry Lost Cast compilation, mashup, whatever you want to call it. Basically, what this is every Lost segment we did. What's funny about this is that we covered episode 1 of Lost for season 2 on episode 4 of Nowhere in Mulberry. There were a lot of breaks, a lot of reruns. And we covered the finale, and that was episode 37. So, Nowhere in Mulberry episode 4 to Nowhere in Mulberry episode 37. That's the entire season of Lost there. You know, we cover an episode of Lost every time it comes on, each episode of Nowhere in Mulberry. It's funny how our opinion went up and down as the weeks went on. Good episode, bad episode, but hey, that's the nature of the beast, right? I don't know what I'm talking about. Don't say nature of the beast again. Okay, I won't. So I hope you enjoyed this compilation of our Lost cast. If you've just watched season 2 and it's all fresh in your memory, that's the best time to listen. If you don't remember, don't even bother. I'm kidding. Of course, always listen. Okay, here we go. Part 1 of Nowhere in Mulberry Lost cast. Enjoy!
All right, Bill, Steven and Vanessa will kind of sit this out because they won't really know what we're talking about. You know, interject when
I'll try to catch this week and try and watch it.
This week was the premiere of season 2 of Lost, a show that we both loved from the first season. And it ended, you know, on a cliffhanger of them discovering... Well, no, they discovered earlier, but they finally opened the hatch and they were going to go down to a mysterious hatch underground. What I thought was great about this episode... Tell me if you think this is cool. It didn't start with them like, okay, let's go down the hatch now and see what's down there. But they started the episode from in the hatch, from whoever is down there's point of view.
Exactly, and I think it probably that's the greatest thing about Lost is that they do that, and it confuses people, but then you kind of, the way they worked the scene, the way they shot it, and... brought it down, you know, from the guy's point of view to the explosion to him getting dressed and getting his weapons ready and then shooting down the corridor and up into the
right.
The hole with Jack and Locke looking down.
Was that like mirrors? Mirrors reflecting
back at
you? Yeah, there
were mirrors all the way down the corridor.
When the episode first began and they didn't show the guy's face, I was like, oh, this is another Sawyer flashback. The guy looked like Sawyer from the back. Did they do that on purpose, you think?
I think they did, but also you had to question what was going on because it looked like it was the 1960s.
Yeah, everything was really old.
And then there was the shot of him shooting himself with some sort of medication or supplement
right.
or something.
Let's paint a picture for Steven and Vanessa. There's a hatch underground, and the people on the island discover it. And this season began with, it opened up where someone waking up, they do their exercise regime, they're making breakfast and all this stuff.
They have the music playing.
Yeah, he's playing the music. Oh, I can't remember the song, but it was very suiting to what he was doing. Something about music his way.
Uh-huh. No, it was something about your day, or every day is a new day, or...
Yeah, every day.
Your day. I can't remember.
Man, we suck. But anyway... then all of a sudden an explosion happens, and he gets dressed real quick, puts his shoes on, gets guns, loads them and everything, and all of a sudden the camera pans up, and it's them looking down. The way the season ended last year is they set off an explosive to blow the door off. So you see that he's down there where they want to get down to. And then it cuts to Jack, who in his flashback, there's Carol Vesey again from Ed, Julie Bowen.
Yes.
She's been in a horrible car accident. She's most likely paralyzed. And what's strange is, you know, what I like about Lost is I think the strongest strength of the show is the flashbacks.
I think some people hate the flashbacks.
I think some people miss the point. Part. They miss the point of the show, and it is the flashbacks.
Absolutely.
And it shows he basically promises this woman, who most likely will be paralyzed the rest of her life, that he will fix her, that I'm going to fix you. And I love the scene with her boyfriend, her fiancé. She's going to get married, like, in 8 months or whatever. And he's like, so is she ever going to walk in? Or how messed up is she going to be? He obviously does not care about her at all. He's worried that her body's going to be all jacked up and stuff.
Yeah.
And they
What a guy. What a catch.
Do you think they're building...
A typical woman move.
Do you think they're building too much to this whole Jack versus Locke thing?
I don't know. I don't see... I think... Jack and Locke obviously have a very big issue with one another, whereas Jack's the man of science and Locke's the man of faith. But I think eventually they're going to have to ally to get through what they're into now.
Right. That's one of the things that I like about the show is the dynamic of every character. I'm not going to say every character. There's background characters there, but all the main characters there are well-rounded characters that you know. It's almost like whatever they say, you know, they're going to say that not in a predictable way, but they're those people, those personalities. Yeah.
The show is just so incredibly well-written, developed. The characters are people. It's not just a show where the characters just deliver lines. The characters are, you know, it's like they're that person. You believe whenever you watch the show that these are real people, that these are real situations. They just develop it so well with the flashbacks, with the personalities.
The best thing I love about the show is Lost theories of what's going on. You want to talk about those?
Absolutely.
Stupid Lost theories. All right, Bill, one of the every week I go on to message boards or whatever, I want to read about what people said of the latest Lost, but they've always got their new theories. Their theories about what the island is. Why are these people here? Are they dead? Is this like some kind of their
afterlife stuff?
One of my favorites that I've read recently is, I don't even understand the basis for it, but he's like, nanobots. I'm going to say it in a country accent because that's the way I imagine it. It's nanobots. Hey, they're controlling everything.
Nanobots.
That's one thing in this last episode is Jack thinks he's not going to be able to fix this poor lady. He goes jogging and he meets this guy and the guy talks to him about miracles. Sometimes miracles happen. And the guy introduces himself as Desmond and he runs away. And tells the girl after the operation, I'm sorry, but you're most likely going to be paralyzed the rest of your life. And she's like, are you pulling some kind of prank on me? And he's like, what do you mean? I can wiggle my toes. And they do this very good scene, very well-done scene.
Yeah, that was very well done.
Where he pokes her and she can feel everything and she's going to be fine. And, it's some kind of miracle. When they finally get down into the hatch, you see all this. You see a computer there. You see all this stuff. The guy's obviously been living there a long time. And you see a computer sitting there. And he's just about to touch it. And Locke goes, I wouldn't do that if I were you. And he's got a gun to his head. And the guy reveals himself who's got the gun to his head. And it's the guy from, I don't know how many years ago, who said, hey, we all have miracles in our life or whatever.
See you in another life.
Yeah. Yeah, it was that guy that he talked to, jogging. Isn't that weird? What the hell does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It's nanobots, man. They're controlling everything. That's how she got fixed. They got into her system. They fixed her spine. Nanobots.
Yeah, and Desmond is demon.
Yeah. That's another one. Okay, take Desmond. Take out some letters till it spells demon. There you go. He's demon. But
well,
I heard
the other guy would be God in his little cubby hole.
Okay, this is my favorite. Okay, there are two Desmonds. One's an angel, one's a demon. The one that told them there would be a miracle is an angel, and the one underground is a demon. Get it? Underground? Hell. But I want to know this. What the hell does that have to do with anything? Why are people trying to guess this shit when they're obviously going along and they're kind of, you know, I think there's a lot of the episode that they're coming up with each week that's not pre-planned. They may have an overall roadmap, but I don't think they're like, okay, guys, let's make a show about nanobots. Where are we going to start at? Oh, I know an island.
Yeah,
they got lots of sand to make silicone, I guess.
Yeah, people, they watch the show and they enjoy it, yet they feel empty for some reason that they don't know what's going on, so they figure, you know what, I'll figure out what's
going on.
Well,
people get really into this.
It's so stupid.
Now, Bill, remember on the side of the hatch are the numbers 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. They were also on the flight's manifest. And it turns out Hurley was in a mental institution with this guy who kept saying those numbers repeatedly. So he played him the lottery and won $115 million. The only bad thing is nothing but bad things happened to him afterwards. His house caught on fire, his grandfather died, or his uncle. Just his life was hell after that. Well, this guy figured it out. Do you want to hear the formula?
Absolutely, please.
Okay, the 4 stands for 4 degrees of separation. Not 6 or 7. Six or 7. Rousseau, which is the crazy woman on the island, believed that everyone in the world was connected by 4 people. So in theory, you could meet yourself by using 4 different people connected to you. Follow that? Because I don't. Here's an example. Your brother's boss, your neighbor, and your neighbor-nephew.
Your neighbor.
I don't know what... knows your mirror. Hard to believe, I know, but keep reading. Okay, the 8 stands for the 8th continent. All right, you follow me?
The 8th continent?
The only place in the world where you could meet your mirror is on the 8th continent. He is calculated to be somewhere in the South Pacific. What the hell is this guy talking about?
He's smoking.
He's making
I can't even read the rest of this because it's making my brain hurt.
Is that the 8th continent of Atlantis or something? Or?
Yeah. Somebody's been watching or listening too much Coast to Coast AM.
So anyway, what we're going to do is every week we're going to talk about a new ridiculous, stupid Lost theory. I think that you will see them get increasingly bizarre. The 42 for the maximum number of years your twin and yourself can be alive at the same time. Okay, that's the last line I'm reading from this theory.
And how does he come up with that? How does he know that 42 is the number?
Here's what he did. He bent over, reached in his ass, and pulled it out.
Yeah, what's the number from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
42?
Is that the number is the number, the meaning of life? Or everything? The
yes,
answer to everything is 42?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, well then it's 42.
Ah, we figured it out. We figured Lost out.
Lost is 42.
All right, Bill, there's been 2 episodes of Lost now, and what have we learned from episode 2?
The same thing we learned from episode 1.
The episode begins with a flashback to episode 1. What the hell's going on?
It was just episode 1 from a different point of view.
Now, the way the episode 1 ended was Jack went down into the underground bunker, and he discovers Desmond, or Demon, and he goes, "You." But
yes.
This time the show opens up showing how Locke went down into the hatch before Jack did.
Yes.
The show also shows a closer shot of the logo on the wall, which is a strange-looking logo, but you notice the logo's on everything. Kate gets locked in the pantry, and she turns around and sees the guy's got plenty of food.
The Dharma logo that looks like a feng shui mirror thing.
And immediately the guy has Locke type in our famous numbers into this computer. Here's a clip of what happened in that scene.
Okay. Found you.
Are you him? Are you him?
Yes. Yes, I am.
What did one snowman say to the other snowman?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're not him. Move.
Now, what he said was there, the guy, Desmond, when he saw Locke, he said, "Are you him?" And he said, yeah, okay, yeah, I'm him. He, you know, I would probably say that too, just like the guy's got a gun.
Yeah, just so you won't get killed.
And then he says, what did one snowman say to the other snowman? Does anyone know off the top of their head what the answer to that would be?
Well, it could be anything because, I mean, like, the red chair is against the wall.
Well, some people have guesses. One guess is that it's, I'm freezing, which sounds really stupid. And another one is, and I looked this up online, I just typed the joke in Google, and it's a kid's joke. It is, do you smell carrots too? I believe.
That sounds about right.
I was going dirty, so I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Now,
nice snowballs.
Essentially, what happens is also, we learn now, they didn't cover it in the first episode at all, but Michael, Jin, Sawyer, and little boy Walt went out on the boat. The others came, took Walt away, blew up their boat, and now this episode cuts to them floating in the water. Jin is nowhere to be seen, but Michael and Sawyer are adrift, and Michael is doing his bitch thing where he's blaming Sawyer for all of his problems. You know, you shouldn't have fired the flare gun. And, of course, Sawyer's feeling a little, you know, unloved because he took a bullet.
And what was that digging out the bullet with his fingers?
Is that possible, Bill? Have you ever done that?
I would have to say
historically.
No.
Is it accurate historically?
Now, I was watching
historically,
the show.
Medical historical value, it would depend on how large the hole is.
Now, it was kind of rather shallow right in his arm, though.
Well, then it's possible.
Ouch! Now, I asked my mother-in-law, who is a nurse, and she said, yes, it would be possible if you could stand the pain. And yeah. he does instantly, you know, pass out like a ton of bricks or like a sack of taters onto the raft. I have another clip of the show. Let's check this out.
Do you know how to use this, spokesman?
I haven't seen one of those in 20 years.
Do you know how to use it?
Yes.
Sit!
Right, now listen carefully. Type in exactly what I tell you. Understand exactly. Nothing else. 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. Now press execute.
What's going to happen?
Just push it.
Now, what happens there is it goes back to 108. It's like a countdown. And it's like he refreshes it by typing in these mysterious numbers into an old-ass Apple IIe is what it looks like.
No, you know what it was? It was
TI
a Lang.
99.
It was one of those old office computers from like 20 years ago.
Yeah, that's
ago.
Right, because it was filled with those reel-to-reel type of old computers.
Yeah.
Like a Wonder Woman.
Now, what do those mysterious numbers mean? I don't know, but it has something to do with something. Now, what happens
yeah.
is...
Nanobots.
What happens,
nanobots.
That's right, it is nanobots. When Michael and Sawyer are in the water, a shark is swimming around them somewhere.
Right.
And there's a part where he jumps into the water to swim to a pontoon, which is a piece of boat, which is a lot sturdier than the bamboo they're floating on. It shows the shark swim by, and I didn't catch this when I first watched it, but I saw online that the shark had that same Dharma logo
right.
on it.
Yeah, the branding on it.
Now, what the hell does that mean?
They tattooed a shark.
And it's like you pointed out to me the other night, Jaystrom. The Dharma logo is suspiciously familiar in design and look to the supposed Montauk Project logo.
I've also heard it's very close to the feng shui diagram.
Yeah, it is similar to the feng shui mirror.
Are the creators of the show just messing with all of us?
They absolutely are, and they're loving every minute of it.
And I must say, honestly, when this episode ended, I was annoyed.
I was officially cheesed off. I felt cheated because it didn't move any further
right.
than it did last week.
Because
it almost ended in the same spot.
The first episode, I was like, man, I'm so pumped up for this season. And then after the second one, I was just like, what the hell was that crap?
Also, the backstory was something that was covered last year. The,
yeah, yeah.
The way that Michael lost Walt to his wife.
Right, and it's him.
It was all dealt with. We all knew about it.
Now, here's something I didn't know until I saw it online. The girl who had the baby, what's her name, Claire?
Yes.
She dealt with wanting to get rid of her baby for adoption in one episode. And they showed pictures from where Michael sat and pictures where she sat, and it's essentially the same set. And what does that mean? I have no idea.
It's probably they just use the same set in Hawaii. Yeah,
probably, but people are conspiracy theorists. Okay, I have one more clip, I promise. Let's listen to it.
Where's Kate?
What the hell's you... Lower your gun, or I'll blow his damn head off, brother!
You...
Now, that's where Jack recognizes Desmond from before when he said Carol Vesey would be all right, essentially.
Yeah, but every time I hear Desmond, or the character...
Brother!
Say brother, I think of Hulk Hogan.
You know who I think of? I think of Liquid Snake.
Yeah. Yeah, brother.
Yeah, I mean, we all love snakes. Now, what the hell does that mean?
Where's the sound clip? Dig up the sound clip, Foggy. There we go.
Thank you, Foggy. I think, I swear I saw him with a donut in his mouth, like a look of horror, like, snake drop, oh crap.
Watch out for snakes.
Hey, Foggy, can you dig up the shit cloud one for us? Foggy.
He doesn't have a mic in there, but I'm sure he's looking for it. We'll get back to that in a second. Now, Bill, what we cover whenever we talk about Lost is Lost theories.
Stupid Lost theories.
Sorry there, man.
Sure, he can find that one.
All right, Bill, I have quite a doozy for you.
Please, let's hear it. We need a good laugh.
I found this one online. This is someone who's figured it all out. They know what Lost is completely about, and it's written it's written rather matter-of-factly. Okay, you guys, I've started thinking about this now, and I've come to realize where they are going. I guess what he means is where they're going in the plot. The island, the logos, and the numbers are all a program. A program to a simulation that is stuck in the on position, okay? The people on the island...
As opposed to the off position?
I guess. The people of the island that were there before the flight, A-15 people showed up, are different programs running around. Security, doing little odd jobs here and there. Much like the unseen security monster, okay? That's the invisible...
So it's like the Matrix.
Yeah, the invisible T-Rex. Desmond's job is to oversee the code, repeatedly typing it in... When the 108 runs out. Oh, that's the counter, the 108. The 108 is the signature code put in by the creator, the voice of the island, if you will. All right, I'm buying this so far. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, right.
Each passenger of Oceanic Flight 815 represents a program from a different system, such as Jack. He's a recovery program dealing in logistics. Kate is a hack program created to retrieve passwords. Locke is an unfinished program that was written for loss prevention, and Hurley is a lottery number generator program, etc., etc. Wow, and I love, the beauty of this is he's telling us, there's no ifs, ands, or buts.
No, a lottery generator program.
I predict that there is a regeneration station on the island where the dead can be repurposed and brought back to serve new purpose for the island. Boone.
Oh, a cloning station.
Right. Boone, who died in the first season, will be back, as will Ethan, who's the bad guy in the first season. But they will now serve the island program. The island is like a magnet. It's a virus pulling programs from all over. There is a big picture that will not even be hinted at until season 5. Oh, that's genius how we have to wait till season 5 to see if this theory plays out.
And we're on
season
2.
The master control program everybody's been talking about.
Okay, back to the logo. The logo is an imprint left by the programmer. The logo represents a calling card to the guy who inserted his program into the already existing application. Vanessa, you're on the Geek Squad. Does any of this make any sense?
Absolutely not.
It was, for some reason not known, implemented to keep something out. Something that is obviously not seen yet. The sickness, which is something that Rousseau talks about a lot, Bill. There's an
illness.
That's
because she's down with the sickness.
And Desmond believed that, too. God. I believe that the sickness is a repair code, a virus, if you will, to rid the island program of festering spam that's clogging up the function of the island.
Okay, so there's spam on the island. All right, you can stop reading this.
Well, here's the gist of it. The island is a video game. The French lady is an NPC, as
are Liquid Snake.
The others. She's giving the game instructions to programs, not NPCs. Could the passengers be unwilling players forced into this madness? What do you guys think? It's all a video game.
Oh, awesome. Yeah.
Dear it's, brother.
Dear brother.
I think it's about as good as any other theory out there.
Greetings, program.
Yeah, they're all programs. Now, Bill, do you have any theories?
No, because I just watched the show. I don't come up with theories.
Yeah, if these people would stop thinking about theories and just watch the show, they might be happier when it ends. Well, I mean,
then we wouldn't have any material.
It's time to talk about Lost.
I'm lost.
I'm lost in Steven's breathing. It's like a fog, a scary fog. But it's okay, because Maggie Grace's butt is right here. All right, Lost. Great episode. I thought it was a lot better than last week. It picked up right when Michael, Jin, or I'm going to say Michael and Sawyer show up, and they find Jin, who's going, Udders! Udders! And they're like, huh? What are you saying? And what have they been waiting for the whole time is the others to show up. I would have picked up right away the dude saying others.
Yeah.
The only other thing I would have thought is a stampede of cows are coming.
Yeah, udders,
maybe. Stampede, cow udders. All right, we spelled that out.
Udders.
The joke failed. Failure, massive failure.
We had a new character brought into the picture.
And I want to talk about Michael, Jin, and Sawyer before we go into the main part of the story, which was Locke.
Let's discuss the trifecta of stupidity.
Yes, they are dragged to a pit, thrown in, and it turns out they're not the others. I don't think they're the others.
I think they might have been the other survivors from the rear of the plane.
Yeah, the tail section. They dump a chick in there, and it turns out it's Michelle Rodriguez.
Oh, God.
Famous
from
for
SWAT.
Roles. Yeah, from SWAT, from Resident Evil, and from Fast and the Furious. And you know
and
what's
the
crazy?
The only good movie she ever did was Girl Fight.
And she is playing the same character, apparently. I guess, you know,
she's in every movie.
She's one tough cookie. So, of course, she makes it. She's like, oh, my God, they threw. Where did you guys come from? And it's obvious right away she's just down there to get information from them.
Yeah.
Sawyer says, I got a gun. Let's create a diversion. So she gets the gun from him, punches him in the face, just like she punches a guy in the face in every single movie she does. So it's like a fine tradition in her body of work. And can I just say that Michelle Rodriguez gets on my nerves so much that it's close to ruining the show for me. She gets on my nerves. And we cut back to Jack and Locke and Desmond in the bunker. Kate has crawled up into the ductwork, and she's slowly creeping up on Desmond, who's holding a gun to Locke's head. And this is what happens. She grabs a rifle and she loads it.
Oh, what did you do?
What the hell is he talking about?
Look at the wall! That's the timer that's counting down!
You got him.
Whatever you're looking for, maybe I can help.
Can you fix the computer?
Sonny, we need your help.
Look, you want to get to work, you're going to tell me how you got here. I was at a solar race around the walls. My boat crashed into the reef, and then Kelvin came. Key brings me down here. First thing he does, because it's beeping already, he types in the code, he pushes the button, and it stops. What was all that about, I say? Just saving the world, he says.
You're going to take his word for it.
His word is all we have, Jack.
You don't have to take my word for it. Watch the film.
So what you see there is happens is the computer gets damaged by a bullet, which I think the computer screwed at that point. He's freaking out because you gotta type in the number. Now, what happens is they send Kate off to go get Saeed, who's a resident technology expert on the island.
He can rebuild an Apple IIe.
He can,
like that.
He can do anything. He can.
No,
it
was a Wang.
Yeah, okay. A Wang computer.
Wang.
Now, okay.
Wang. I don't know that I want to say that he fixes a Wang.
That's
well, who
wheels
knows?
Off.
That's wheels off.
Now, okay. All we want Jack to do is to shut up and listen to the guy for a minute. Jack was kind of getting on my nerves there because he's just like, what is this crap?
Well, I think they try to push that man of science thing to a point where it's just, hey, enough.
Now, what he says is, go watch the orientation film. And it's like, huh? So then they watch this film, and this film was great. I thought it was great. So let's just watch that for a second and get to see the reaction.
Girl. The Dharma Initiative was created in 1970
and is the brainchild of Gerald and Karen the Groot. Imagine a large-scale communal research compound where scientists and freethinkers from around the globe could pursue research in meteorology, psychology, parapsychology, zoology, electromagnetism. The Station 3 was originally constructed as a laboratory. Not long after the experiments began, however, there was an incident. Every 108 minutes, the button must be pushed. From the moment the alarm sounds, you will have 4 minutes to enter the code into the microcomputer processor. Until your replacements arrive, the future of the project is in your hands.
Now, the film is all jacked, and that's what all the pops and stuff are. An incident happened on the island. They were doing some kind of research.
To a research plant.
And now they have to type in this code, the 4, 8, 15, 16, 28, 42, every 108 minutes. There was a great moment where Locke says, we need to watch that again. The thing that I think is interesting about this is the film showed all of, it teased us with different things. Like, we've already seen polar bears on the island, which is strange. There's been polar bears in the comic book. Michael gave his son Walter, in a flashback, a little polar bear stuffed animal. And this, you see two polar bears fighting. Are they just teasing us, Bill?
Yeah.
And they're doing a good job because it makes me excited each week.
See, I see where they're getting the Manhattan Project.
You mean the Philadelphia
experiment. Yeah, sorry.
Also, you notice that there's so many pops, it sounds edited when he says, you must hit the button. He doesn't say anything about the numbers, but he does say a code. And I'm wondering if there's parts of the film that are there. We've lost something in the translation.
Yeah.
So you think
you know,
it might have been spliced together or something has been edited out of this film?
I'm not even going to go that far as to try to speculate on that. That's stepping a little close to the stupid Lost series for me.
Now, here's what happens as Desmond's trying to fix the computer and he throws the power to turn it back on.
It's over.
Where are you going?
As far as I can run, brother.
Dude.
Stop. Right, listen carefully. If you manage by some miracle to get that computer working again, you've got your end of the code. 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. Hit execute. Again, 4, 8, 15.
Shut up! Nothing is going to happen!
In about 15 minutes, you're either going to be very right or very wrong, brother.
Yeah, Jack still doesn't believe it. He thinks it's some kind of experiment on humans, like... They're just seeing if you will continue to enter this code like a mouse in a maze or something. And he could be right. But can you gamble that? There's so much goofy crap that's happened on this island, you don't know. And
well, I don't know if it's gambling as much as just the dynamic of the people. You've got Locke, who, quite frankly, although a great character, is a tad bizarre.
Right. This whole episode kind of deals with the backstory of him dealing with his father that doesn't love him, who screwed him over for a kidney.
Yeah.
And the show opens up with him in a group for coping for something. They never say what kind of group it is, do they? Is it just people who have anger issues or problems?
Yeah, I think it has something to do with self-help.
He hooks up with Katie Sagal.
Yeah, Katie Sagal from
Married
with Children is there, and she comforts him. And I started to think, you know, she's very interested in him, but has she been hired by his dad to get rid of him? Like, kind of give him something to do, you know, get him laid or something. What we see about Locke is he has nothing. He's got nothing. No, his dad even says, you are not wanted here. And it just destroys him. And he just wants to belong to something. And here is the final clip. They get the power back on.
There was a code he made me enter.
What code?
4.
What is this thing? We don't even know what it does. I mean, we need...
32. You know what? Forget it. Go ahead, do your thing.
It's 42. Last number's 42.
You do it, Jack.
Look, you want to push the button, you do it yourself.
It's a leap of faith, Jack. I'll take the first shift.
And see what happens there is it resets to 108. And Locke says, I'll take the first shift. So now they're going to have to sit down here and enter this code in every 108 minutes.
So now is it seems like they're experimenting with each other to see how far they can push each other. You know, it's like this guy, you're breaking his scientific reasoning.
And was part of, were you kind of hoping that Jack didn't hit it to see what would happen?
Well, if he was so scientific about it, well, see, why would he give the right last number? Go ahead, push through.
The thing that wasn't in the clip is Desmond brings up his wife to Jack, like, what happened to your wife? You know, he goes, what happened to the girl? And he said, I married her. I can see that you're not married to her anymore. And it just kind of crushes him, Jack. You can tell he, like, becomes a mess whenever something about whatever happened to his wife happened. That kind of messed with him, and he went ahead and gave in to Locke. I thought it was a good episode, and of course I'm anxious for next week. Although I'm not anxious to see Michelle Rodriguez again, I hope that she dies quickly on this show. I mean, get her off the island. She's annoying. The one thing that I did like is she punches Sawyer in the previews, and he goes, you do that again, I'll kill you. And I'm like, yes, please snap her neck. All right.
You know, it's hard to talk about Lost because there's so much speculation.
Right.
And just, it's a hard show to talk about.
You
kind of have to sit and watch and try in your mind just to figure it out. But it's
there
impossible.
Are people out there, Bill, that are trying to figure this out.
You don't say.
It's time for Lost Theories. Stupid Lost Theories! Now, Bill, I have a doozy. Are you ready for...
I have a pretty good one, too.
I've got one short one, and I've got two, actually. One guy says that the 108 minutes that passes that they must enter the code causes the island to become invisible because a satellite is flying overhead. That's a pretty simple theory, but were satellites around back when the bunker was supposed to be built?
Sure.
Yeah, well, sure, satellites were around, but...
So he's right.
But so many more satellites are around. Wouldn't the 108 kind of not have... I don't know. That's really stupid.
You don't think it would have the ability to hide it from the newer fangled satellite?
Yeah. Hey, you never know. There's a strong electromagnetic field coming from the island.
Maybe it'll open up a wormhole.
Here is my main theory, and that is Desmond is the Antichrist.
What would the Antichrist be doing on an island in the South Pacific?
Now, just listen to this. He's been quarantined down there till Armageddon.
The Antichrist appears before Armageddon.
The reason that they took Walt is because he has psychic powers and would know that the devil is down there in the hatch.
That's so incredibly stupid.
Now, listen to this. He listens to the song Make Your Own Kind of Music. And this guy in his theory says that the devil, before he became a fallen angel, was in charge of music in heaven.
That's true.
He was the DJ in heaven.
Yep.
You know what? This guy needs to run the tube sock gauntlet.
He also explains that the reason that he has a gun down there, he has guns and he would need one, is because he's a normal man until the spirit of evil enters his body.
Okay.
Now here's the best part. He has an equation. 666 equals 216 divided by 2 equals 108. The sum
of... How does 666 equal 216?
I don't know, but this is what he says. And it makes a lot of sense because 108 is the sum of 4, 8, 15, 16, 28, 42. So Desmond is the Antichrist. Bill, what is your theory?
You know, I have a really hard time looking at these theories online to the point where it gives me a headache. So I kind of just dig through, and if one stands out, I grab it. And Lost, the writers of Lost love to tease us, and they post these websites specifically. They posted the website for the Hanso Institute? The
right.
People running these experiments. And listed on there under continuing experiments or whatever is Juxtapositional Eugenics Development Institute.
The what?
And as we know, eugenics is the study of selective breeding. But Juxtapositional Eugenics Development Institute stands in letters G-E-D-I. And what does G-E-D-I spell?
That's Wheels Off.
Wheels Off?
Getty?
No. It spells...
Jedi! G-E-D-I. Awesome. I got what
they
you're doing.
They are developing Jedi.
Are you?
You've got to be. This person, people must smoke crack.
Did someone really write this?
Yeah. It's on the Oceanic Flight 815 site under the Security System Forum, and the post title is Juxtapositional Eugenics Development Institute. And all it says is J-E-D-I. And that's
Major,
it. And then underneath
Robinson,
it says,
Major.
Coincidence? Question mark.
Yes, it is a coincidence. And yeah. Burn your computer now.
Yeah, so please, people, just watch the show.
But it had some chuckles in it.
Yeah.
The premise
was the one. Steven sleeping. Dude, he's sleeping.
Are you serious? Steven. Steven.
Yes?
Were you sleeping?
Nah, zoned out watching TV over here.
Dude, you were snoring.
You were sleeping.
You were snoring, man.
I was?
Yes.
You were sleeping, man.
You were going, that's gold, Jerry.
That was great.
You know, talking about shows, I had no idea what was going on.
Hey, we'll move on quick, all right?
I'm sorry.
Did you get to see Lost, or...
I love the show.
Steven gives it two snores up.
All right, Bill, it's time, like every show, to talk about this week's episode of Lost. Now, I think the best way to start with this episode of Lost is to play the first clip we have, so let's listen to that.
Hi there, Hurley.
Dude, you speak English.
No. You're speaking Korean. Everything's going to change.
Now, it starts out right there with him dreaming, and he sees Jin speaking English, and he does that. One thing I noticed on the internet that people said was when he's drinking from milk on the picture of a missing child, it has a picture of Walt. Did you notice that?
No, you know what? I may have. I think I did. I just was so consumed with the fact that he was, the way he was eating before that clip there.
Yeah.
He's dreaming that he's eating
everything.
All this stuff. And then the thing that kind of gives it away was the ice cream, and then he opens up a basket, and it's got a steak dinner.
Yeah, it's already made up.
With a dinner roll all made up.
That was a great opening. Then, you know, you see him, he's sleeping there at the keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting to enter in the numbers. And this is a Hurley flashback episode. But of course it cuts to Michael, Jin, and Sawyer in the pit.
The goof troop.
And we get to see Michelle Rodriguez again.
Girl fight.
Lucky us.
I wonder if she's going to punch anyone.
Yeah, gee, I wonder. And you know, she's in charge, dude. You know, that's getting really old. And I swear, every time she was on the screen, my wife kept turning to me and saying, I'm not watching the show anymore.
It's been two episodes with her on it, and we've already come to the conclusion that it's old.
Yeah, she needs to die now,
She's
okay?
just really grating on the nerve.
And when they showed scenes to next week where she's like, or what does he say, so you got a boyfriend or something like that? I'm like, no. Don't go there. We don't want to see that. But I will say this, that this episode was kind of disappointing compared to last week, but I think that's the way it's going to be. It's going to be good, bad, and I would say good, mediocre.
Well, even last season, the first season had its filler episodes.
Right.
But at least they enhanced the character. This one was a Hurley episode about him dealing with after getting the numbers.
And yes.
Before he collected the money.
Yeah.
And it showed him with his friend who played by, was that DJ Quakes?
DJ Qualls. DJ Qualls. Yeah, the new guy.
Yeah, the
it
new guy.
It showed how he didn't know what to do with the
geek
money.
From Road Trip.
He didn't even, you weren't sure if he was going to tell his friend or not. He didn't want everything to change. That was the whole point. He doesn't want everything to change. he didn't want to be in charge of all the food and everyone to start hating him, because you could see on the look of his friend when he finds out that he's been keeping it a secret that it broke his friend's heart, and he doesn't want to do that. Here is clip number two of Lost.
You know what to do?
Inventory all of it and figure out how we make it last.
And in the meantime, nobody gets anything.
Nara, that was your husband?
Is my husband.
Oh, but I thought it was in the back of the plane.
Bernard is fine. I know him.
That put me in charge. I don't even want it.
Peanut butter?
Yeah, a couple jars.
Brilliant. How about you give us one?
What you got there, Hurley?
It's dynamite.
The least I can get is an explanation before you blow it up.
You don't get it! This is gonna mess it all up! Potato chips. But now we got these potato chips. And everyone's gonna want them. So Steve gets them, Charlie's pissed. But he's not pissed at Steve. He's pissed at me. And I'm gonna be in the middle of it.
Where you came from? Is there a woman named Rose there?
Black chick in her 50s.
She okay?
And this is where we discover that Rose's husby is alive.
Well, there were two things there. One, the Hurley stuff was really annoying after a while.
Oh,
it's like they were driving the point home so many times. Like, but Hurley doesn't want this responsibility. He doesn't want people to hate him. But yeah. We know. We get
and
it. Okay,
there's
some thank you.
I don't like when a plot of something can be handled if people just go, hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah.
That's finally what he does.
Yeah, it was solved so simply at the end just by saying, hey, you know, I think this is what we need to do, and they give everyone the food.
And Jack goes, yeah, okay, do that.
Yeah, it was solved so simply, and it was just so irritating.
The whole subplot
the
with the
episode.
Dynamite was making me angry.
The second thing was that Michael, Jin, and Sawyer are led to a new bunker or a different bunker.
Yeah.
But this bunker looks run down, and there's only, how many people are left? Like maybe a half a dozen?
Yeah, there's one point where he goes, I thought there were more survivors. The girl goes, there were, some survivors from the tail end have not done as well as the people.
But they also asked, are the people where you're from sick?
Right.
Because that implies that there's a sickness on the island.
Yes.
That doesn't affect the other side of the island.
The nanobot sickness.
Yeah, so who knows what's going on there? I hope it moves along more in the next one or two episodes.
Now, it's time to talk Lost Theories. Stupid Lost Theories! My timing was a little off this week. Now, I have a very short one, and this is good enough. We don't need any more after this. Okay.
Not for a while.
Now, I found this on the ABC forums for Lost, and I just I dug it. So here it is.
And that's where most of the losers hang out.
Right.
I have no idea.
No, wait. I said right, but I wasn't listening. No. Yeah. Wrong, Phil. That's wrong. These people are smart. Now, okay, listen to this. This whole Dharma Initiative experiment is kind of whack, but I think I know some stuff and answers to why, or at least I think I do.
That person has to know, because if you use the terms whack, then that's it. They know. They're genius.
Yo, man, this is whack. Okay. In the video, Dr. Marvin Candle said that they studied stuff like electromagnetic stuff, psychology, parapsychology, and zoology. Meteorology and utopian something that I got
stuff
that I didn't catch. He said that they are stationed to study the electromagnetic fluctuations of this sector of the island. Quote, perhaps the polar bears are in the zoology sector to see how they adapt to a different climate. The reason they took Walt was for the parapsychology experiment, telepathy. And perhaps the plane survivors are part of the psychology part. That leaves us the meteorology and utopian stuff. I think one of these are not located on this island. Because the vid said Sector 3 of 5, and there are 6 experiments. or maybe one of these experiments was the incident that he talked about, and they were unable to continue it. Now, I deciphered this as much as I could because there's a lot of spelling errors. So basically what he's saying is that everything that's going on the island is still part of the Dharma experiment.
Hey, maybe it is. I don't know, but that kind of made my brain hurt.
That's another stupid Lost theory of the week. I'll have an even better one after next week's episode, hopefully.
Bill hates TV. Why are we even talking about this stuff?
Hate television.
All right, as always on Lost, well, the best way to talk about Lost is to play a Lost clip so we don't have to go over the entire show.
Yeah, please.
I think they're trying to decide what to do with us.
I think they're going to eat us.
We're moving out.
Moving out where?
We have a long walk ahead of us.
A long walk where?
Back to where you came from.
Where the hell are all the fruit?
Yeah, we pick these trees pretty clean. Sometimes you can find them on the ground.
Well, why don't you head inland? That's where all the fruit is on our side.
We don't go that way.
Why?
Because that's where they come from.
Michael, he's gone. Let's go. We're leaving now.
What do you mean we're leaving?
Your buddy ran off into the jungle.
Michael, he just
left.
Michael.
We're leaving before he can tell them where we are.
Michael, he ain't coming back without his kid. You really think he's gonna find him? In case you haven't noticed, it's every man for himself, Chewie. Mike's got to worry about Mike, and I got to worry about me.
What are you doing?
I'm going to help him find his friend. Go back.
Michael, go back, man!
Whoa!
What, they're going to hear me?
Shouting is not a good idea. You need to come back with us now.
I'm not leaving him out here!
I know they took your son, but you have no idea what these people are capable of.
They took him right out of my hand. I'm not going back without him.
And he goes with it. So essentially, it's all right, Bill. They're going to find Walt. They're going to find him. Now,
you know, I know I'm really coming off really pissy this episode on about TV, but I'm just getting really annoyed with the level of writing on most of these shows. It's like they're taking a break from writing anything good, especially this episode of Lost. It had a couple good moments. I loved the little Chewie reference. Anything Star Wars is good in my book, but it's just so boring.
Does it seem to you that every episode this season, the flashbacks to, you know, each character's life, it's kind of, even though it's something new, it's essentially the same thing we found out last season.
Know. Yeah.
Is there
this
a reason
episode,
they're
it
doing
was
this?
The Jin and Sun thing, and yeah, we heard, we had I think we had three or four of those episodes last season.
She accidentally lost her ring, and she's crying. She's worrying about losing her ring, so she thinks about the first time meeting Jin. Jin. Mm-hmm. I think I need some Jin right now. But anyway, do you think, is there a reason that it kind of resembles last season in the flashbacks that they're going over the same thing for a reason, or is it laziness?
I really hope there's a reason, because at this point I'm thinking it's laziness.
Now, I predict this thing. If they're smart, all of a sudden the flashbacks will make no sense. They will do flashbacks, and it doesn't make any sense, and it'll flash ahead, and they'll think about it, and they don't remember things correctly.
I just want some movement
the hell
in the storyline. That's all I want. We were joking earlier this week about the episode with them hiding in the bushes.
Right.
What was his name? The black guy?
Mr. Echo.
Him and Jin were hiding in the bushes, and we see the other's feet.
Yes, we do.
They're like bare feet. And
there's one carrying a teddy bear.
Yeah, and there's one carrying a teddy bear on a string.
Was that a Lost Boys reference from Peter Pan?
I have no idea. All I know is that
Or was it a Kiefer Sutherland reference?
Yeah. They're very dangerous, bare feet people.
Now, I would have jumped up and went, boo! And the others would have went, oh! Usually we...
You can't scare the others.
Hey, usually we sneak up on people. That's pretty good. You want to join the others? They got their own club. Now, I'll say this. The one thing that pissed me off more than the show is this. In 3 weeks, someone will die.
Yeah,
someone will be lost forever. Basically, 3 weeks. So, you know what? You know what?
They're
lost.
Postponing it till Thanksgiving.
We're not talking about Lost again until the show comes back on. So, the next, we're going to do, I guess, 3 shows with no Lost. And you know what? That gives Vanessa plenty of time to catch up on season 2.
That's right.
As always, let's talk about Lost theories. Stupid Lost theories. All right, guys, I got quite a dandy doozy for you. I don't know what that means, but here is my Lost theory of the week, and it's rather stupid. One person believes that not only is the show a game show, being all the islands are contestants in a show that they don't even know about. They're unwilling contestants, much like The Truman Show. People are actually watching them all over the island. So actually,
are
they're part
others,
of one...
The cameramen and whatnot?
Right. Essentially, like, we're watching the show Lost. These people in this world are watching these people try to survive on an island, much like a game show. Each thing they find is clues laid out by the show's producers. So I guess whenever something boring happens on the show, that's not the writer's fault. That's just the people not finding enough stuff to do on the island.
Yeah, so why not kill a few people?
It's like Big Brother only on an island. And that's the theory of this week. you know what? There was another theory I lost, but it's actually too stupid to even comment on. And...
But you're going to comment on it anyway.
that one you commented on.
And basically, it was essentially saying that the island is like one big Epcot center. And
oh, God.
The name Walt, the magical boy, is alluding to Walt Disney. And each number, like 4, 8, 15, 16, if you go back and look, like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Mary Poppins, it all has something to do with the plot of the show. So basically the person had nothing. You know, it's like, what the hell does any of this mean? It
maybe
means
had
nothing.
A pot.
But hopefully in 3 weeks there will be such a smorgasbord avalanche of new theories that it'll be awesome.
Yeah,
what do you guys
awesome.
Think?
Can't wait. Can't wait for the new Stupid Lost series.
Yeah. And that's the end of the Stupid Lost series. We finally have a new Lost. Now, on this week of Lost, it's all about Shannon. And, of course, we know from the previous previews from, like, 12 months ago that someone will be lost forever. And they keep teasing it the whole episode that it'll be Sawyer because he's got his gunshot wound that he probably would have bled to death by now.
Right.
He
died of infection.
He's very
or something.
Tired. No one seems to have sympathy for him. Here is a clip of Lost.
All right, then, genius. Which way would you go?
Hey, I'm with you. Sit tight and wait for Mr. Echo to show up and guide us.
Your friend didn't run off. Echo would still be here now, wouldn't he?
You sure didn't have any problem leaving him behind, though, huh?
Mike only cares about himself and this kid. Neither's got squat to do with me.
Glad you feel that way.
Didn't expect to see you again.
Aww.
Kurusu ikesso? Manitachi
ikesso? Queso?
Yeah, chewy.
Something about queso dip?
My arm's about to fall off.
I was waiting for his arm to fall off. I thought
that would have been great television.
Yeah.
Yes.
The cybernetic implant back in the hatch.
I saw that.
Uh-oh.
What?
What do you mean you saw?
How many were there?
Did you see the kids?
Libby.
Did they have pogo sticks?
We need to go. Now.
All right. We're moving out.
So basically, you know, when this is going on, they never... How much is it bothering you guys that they won't just say, hey, okay, let's take a minute to stop and tell us what the others are and what they've done to you? They finally did that on this episode, and it was kind of lame, the explanation, but...
well, not entirely. It's
basically, they keep telling them to be quiet, and Michael's like, hey, hey, what's going on? Hey, Sawyer, you're okay? Like, really loud, and she's like, tell him to shut up.
I'm fine.
기대라니까.
Fine.
내가 부축해줄게. 기대라니까, Chewie.
Shut up.
Chewie?
What? I can't talk at all?
If he talks, he's gonna get us all killed.
Wrong. By what? Them? I thought they lived a day back that way.
How about you shut your mouth and get your buddy over here moving?
Shut your mouth and know your place.
What happened to you
just
people?
Just talking about the shaft.
Damn right.
You want us to take you back with us? Fine. But you want me to keep quiet?
You better tell me what the hell's going on.
And you need to tell me why I have to.
Well, you know, my line was better. Now, basically, this show is about Shannon's flashback to she's a spoiler-rich girl. Her dad dies. Her stepmom won't give her any money.
Correct.
So the whole thing is about her fear of being on her own, people not believing in her. Mm-hmm. And Saeed, he builds a sex shack on the beach at the beginning.
The love shack.
You know, at first I was like, oh, he built her a nice little house. And then you see the candles. Oh, wait, he built her a place so they can have some sex. Yeah.
Smart guy. Was,
it's like, this is
kind of creepy, actually.
This Saeed guy, he's like, I'm going to get some action tonight. I'm going to build a sex shack.
Even though I'm on an
I'm
island.
Wang Chung.
I'm starving to death. I need sex.
Where did he get the candles at, by the way? Okay, let's not go there. They're torches. Now, I was...
It's cooking oil.
I don't know about you guys, but basically what happens is... Shannon is shot. And I thought it was done.
And it was really poorly done.
It was overblown. I mean, they way overdid it. They could have just shot her once and been done with it. But they really just like, hey, she's dead. There's no way she's going to live past this.
But the other thing that really made me angry is she was screaming Walt.
Yeah.
And it's like she runs around a bush and then all of a sudden bombarded by this.
Yeah. Didn't Michael hear someone yelling for his kid Walt?
I know. He's screaming the whole time. Doesn't he hear somebody screaming back?
Didn't you think they overdid her death, Vanessa?
That absolutely. It was just, oh, sorry.
It was just very violent. And Bill, didn't you think they did?
I guess. Since...
Now, here is the clip of how she was killed, and I just think it's ridiculous.
Hurt. Don't forget the shit trap grenades.
She's got to be dead after that.
Was the missile necessary?
Well, you know, you need the RPGs to really
I didn't realize. I thought they only had one bullet. I didn't realize how well armed they were.
Rambo's out there.
It's funny you bring up Rambo, by the way, Vanessa.
Why, thank you.
What, Saeed and Shannon...
He's dead, Jim.
No, what happens is Shannon and Saeed, he says, I believe in you, Shannon. I love you. I will never leave you. Didn't that kind of remind you of Rambo when he tells the chick that he loves her and he's taking her with him and then she stands up and gets blown away?
It did.
It kind of reminded me of that.
Oh,
it absolutely did.
Well, they do a lot of references in there.
And
a
now, on the next episode, they're going to do what happened on the other side of the island.
You know, what's funny is I don't really care.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I was looking at that and I was like, I don't care what happened to them. They've told enough. It's
because I don't like any of those characters.
They've gone into George
Michelle
Lucas.
Rodriguez.
They've gone into George Lucas territory where they're telling us stuff we don't want to know. I don't really care what happened on the other side of the island. Her explanation that they took them, first they took 3, then they took 9. Okay, that's all I need to know. Let's move on with the characters we know and love from the first season.
Yeah.
And stop showing flashbacks that don't really move the show along.
Mm-hmm.
And but we do have some new Lost theories.
Oh, great.
Stupid Lost theory, Steven. Now this theory, you guys, it has to do with the whispers. Twice we heard very loud whispers on this episode.
Shannon and Saeed heard.
Right.
Does that make sense, a loud whisper?
Yes.
All of our whispers.
Now, here's what happened.
Isn't that talking?
Someone has deciphered the whispers. They know what they're saying. First of all,
awesome.
Let's just listen to the whispers, guys. And basically that
sounded like one of them said this movie sucks. Was I there?
At the end there, when you hear shush, that's Walt. But here's what they're saying. Okay, basically it's a warning. Scoot back, Steven. You're not peeking at my sheet. They're saying, those who killed her, she hides the other one. Why? Stop. She won't wake up. Who is it? And they're basically saying something like that. So basically it means nothing.
So all right.
So basically they're talking about somebody killed somebody that they're hiding and why don't they stop and please wake up. Now the wake up part would maybe mean something if the person actually heard something from this whisper, which I don't hear anything. Do you guys hear anything in decipherable words? Maybe some bat masking or something going on.
I heard gargoyle.
Is that Marguerite talking?
I heard
gargoyles.
That shush, it kind of reminds me, it's kind of EVP-ish, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think it's EVP.
Hey, wait, we've never done our EVP show.
That's right.
And we'll just leave it at that.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that, folks. That was part one of the Nowhere in Mulberry Lost cast. Time to pop in part two.